This is Okamoto dictating a follow-up. Please use the follow-up template. Patient last name is Gust, G-U-S-T. G-U-S as in Sally, T as in Tom. First name is Marilyn. M as in Mary, A-R-Y-L-Y-N. Date of birth is July 2nd, 1945. Date of service is May 17, 2022. Referring provider is Lorena Tan, L-O-R-E-N-A, space T-A-N, M-D. Chief complaint, follow-up on fibromyalgia. Subjective, this is a 76-year-old Caucasian female with history of chronic pain secondary to TJD and fibromyalgia, who's here for routine follow-up period. She was last seen in April 2022 and received trigger point injection in the right upper shoulder period. She states that that helps for about 6 weeks, and she's hoping to receive another injection today period. Next paragraph. In the meantime, I did have telephone conversation as she has suffered other medical issues, period. She has visited emergency room and was diagnosed with a kidney infection, period. She has gone back to the emergency room because of the gastroenteritis causing severe diarrhea, period. She is also under a lot of stress as her rental home has been treated for mold and she has been living in a hotel and she is not quite sure when or if she will be able to go back to the house, period. Next paragraph. Also, she states that her health in general is declining, period. But for the last 6 months or so, she has shaking in her body and hands, and sometimes very violently, period. Those episodes may last for 15 minutes or so, and it's on and off and not constant, period. The last time she saw a primary care doctor, she was referred to see a neurologist, period. Next paragraph, she's also in search of a new gastroenterologist because of the difficulty swallowing, period. She has history of limited crest syndrome, and I believe that may be the cause of esophageal dysmotility, but she has had esophageal dilation in the past by different gastroenterologists, period. She also suffers from a large hiatal hernia. Period. Past medical history of chronic pain secondary to osteoarthritis, next fibromyalgia, next depression, next hypothyroidism, next diverticulitis, next macular degeneration. Next limited crest syndrome with GI dysmotility syndrome, and esophageal stricture requiring dilation in the past. Current medication, Norco 10 mg TID, next Flexro 5 mg HSPRN, Lexapro, next Symbicort, next Albuterol HFA, next Omeprazole, next Sucrophate, next Synthroid, next Montelukast, review system per template. Please change your joint to per subjective. Objective per template. Please add to joints. Patient has limited range of motion of the shoulder, especially to the abduction, but her range of motion is a reasonable period. She has tendency of palpation over the right upper shoulder, especially period. Please add to the extremities. Patient was exhibiting shaking of her hands, but I could not really elicit cogwheel rigidity, period. Impression number one, chronic pain secondary to osteoarthritis in fibromyalgia, period. Patient would like to get trigger point injection to the right upper shoulder area again, period. Next. Shaking and frequent falling for the last 6 months or so period. Patient would like to be referred to a neurologist in San Ramon, and she was told to obtain two referral period. Next, limited crest syndrome with esophageal dysmotility period. She would try to find a new gastroenterologist to pursue further period. Recommendation number one, I would refill Norco for May, June, and July period. Next, I would send a referral to Dr. Masca as requested by patient period. Next, I also recommend the patient to get in touch with her psychiatrist as she is going through a very stressful period at this time period. Next, I'll see her back in 3 months. Next, I had given her trigger point injection in six different places in the right upper back area where she exhibited the most tenderness period. Kenalog 40 milligram was mixed with 3 ml of lidocaine 2%, and it was distributed equally over six spots period. Patient tolerated the procedure well. This is the end of dictation.